Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. Today we're talking about addiction and how we can turn that around into a source of power. And my guest has a life-changing book and a very personal story of her journey healing addiction. Esther Nicholson is a gifted speaker, teacher, former addict, and now author of Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction. Esther had humble beginnings as the youngest child to a Baptist minister father living in Long Island. She showed unusual talent in music as a child, and it would seem unbelievable to her at the time that one day she would stand on the stage of Madison Square Garden in front of screaming fans as she sang with Rod Stewart, Bette Midler, Faith Hill, Beyonce, Barbara Streisand, and so many more. When she moved to L.A., she honed her addiction to crack cocaine and later found her redemption from it. Esther has spent the past 10 years unifying the Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step process with metaphysical principles that have redefined what success looks like in the treatment of addiction and dependence. Her new book, Soul Recovery, tells a story of a broken and seemingly powerless girl and how she developed the soul recovery process in the course of her own healing from addiction. I would like you to check out her website at www.soulrecovery.org for more information. And let's welcome Esther Nicholson. So welcome, Esther.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, first, let's tell us your story of how you became addicted and then moving into your recovery process.
Well, I was addicted from the time I was 5 years old, but not the normal addictions that would immediately come to mind when you think of addiction. I was addicted to fear. I was addicted to already at that young age feeling not wanted and feelings of low self-worth and wanting approval and wanting to belong. And that is one of the things that I believe is the foundation of all addiction. And so it started there for me. And it is from that place that the insatiable hunger for the drugs and the alcohol and the men and the food and all of that, that was a manifestation from that emotional and spiritual disconnection. So that was my first addiction. And then, of course, you know, I needed more and more and more to fill that hole that could never be filled by anything outside of myself. And thus, you know, we look at the drug addiction and the food addiction and all of that.
Oh, yeah, I so believe that that's true of where things start. But, you know, at five, you aren't aware of that. You're just, I mean, were you aware of wanting that attention, the love? Were you aware that you were missing something in your life at 5 years old?
No, I wasn't aware at 5 years old. However, you know, as I started to recover, and I just, you know, when the drugs and alcohol were removed, when I was no longer putting drugs and alcohol in my body, and that familiar feeling that I could not remember not having, it came to me. It's like, wow, you know, I've been feeling like this since I was 5 years old. I don't remember a time, you know, when I wasn't afraid. I don't remember a time when I wasn't begging for approval or for someone to tell me that I was enough. So no, while I wasn't aware of that at 5 years old, what was missing or that I felt something was missing or that I didn't feel enough, it was during my recovery process, once the drugs and alcohol had been removed, I realized, now we're dealing with the real problem. The drugs and alcohol was never the real problem. The real problem was what caused it.
Yes, that's so true. Yes. Yeah, and it's important to, to discover that. Where do these addictions and these needs come from? And a lot of times people don't get to that place. Or they'll just blame it on other people or things in their life and, still play the victim. And I can tell that you did that inner work, that inner journey of exploring, where did this come from?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so grateful that I was almost at a place where I didn't have a choice because I was so broken. I was so messed up, Chris, that I had to go deeper than the surface stuff. And I believe that was my gift, that I was so broken and so messed up that I had no choice but to either die or continue to live, a demoralizing, undignified, horrible life, or really, really recover my soul, recover my true identity, recover the truth of who I was before I forgot who I was, And so that's what soul recovery is all about. It's not about recovering from addiction. It's about recovering your true identity, the truth of who you are, before you somehow got hypnotized into believing that you weren't enough and that you were unworthy and that you were unlovable.
And in your book, you talk about your daughter being removed from your care, and that in itself is a traumatic experience. And I'm curious if you're willing to share how you and your daughter healed from that experience and even overcoming the guilt about something like that, because there's just a lot of shame and guilt. And when you have impacted someone else's life, like someone you're in charge of, a little girl.
Absolutely. There was a lot of guilt and shame. And in the recovery process, a huge part of the recovery process is making amends to those you have caused harm to. And I'm so grateful that I am of the consciousness where I could go to my daughter and let her know that she deserved the love and the care and the safety just as much as any other little girl on this planet, and that it was never her fault, that it had nothing to do with her not being enough. It had nothing to do with her being, unworthy or any of that, that she didn't get to experience that. It had to do with the fact that she had a 16-year-old drug-addicted mother who, even though doing the best I could with what I had, I acknowledge and take full responsibility for how that harmed her and made her feel unsafe and wounded her. And so it was from that very humbling, coming to her from such a place of humility and honesty and totally acknowledging her in every way that we were able to start our healing process, which is still ongoing. I've been sober for 26 years, and there are just layers and layers of that stuff, And every once in a while, I'll see my daughter, express, her woundedness, and I'll get that little kick in my guts, like I did that. And then I have to go to my little girl and forgive myself again and offer myself to the spirit, the universe again to support me in forgiving myself. And so it's an ongoing process, but we have come a long, long, long ways. And I just love my daughter so much, and she loves me so much, and she can count on me today. And that's a huge thing.
Yes. So grateful to hear that. And so you talk about soul recovery, and that's about tapping into who you really are. But how do you develop that for yourself?
Well, I think, for me, you know, it had to begin with that first step of recovery, first admitting that I would, that I of myself, that I, Esther, you know, based on what I knew and how I was raised and how I was conditioned, that I was indeed powerless. I was powerless over my emotions. I was powerless over my fear. I was powerless over whether or not I was going to, you know, pick up another, you know, crack cocaine, whether or not I was going to, you know, be there for my daughter. I was absolutely powerless. But that's a very, and that's a very powerful step. For it surrendered me to the degree that I was willing to go to any length to reawaken to the truth of who I was, which I still wasn't clear about, you know, that my original nature is truth and harmony and good. But it's just through that process that starts to unfold for you. It started to unfold for me, and I started to awaken to something about myself that I had been asleep to. And it's through that awakening that I get to support people who, you know, they are just as clueless as I started off, you know, and I get to support them in awakening to something about them that they're not aware of.
Well, that's so great that you're giving back. I mean, you've learned from your experience and you want to share that. And that's what we all need to do. You know, we're here to share those gifts. And and I'm curious because you're in the music business, and that, you know, we hear it all the time. It's fraught with drug problems and addictions and the difficulties we hear that some of the people have. And did that play into it too? Or when you got into the music business, you already had gone through your recovery period?
Yeah, my first real top of the line professional gig was with Bette Midler, and I was already 10 years sober. And so that speaks to, you know, there are so many things that we want in life, and we want it right now. In fact, we want it yesterday. And, you know, we have our tantrums and we jump up and down. It's like, you know, why can't I have my goodies now? And, you know, I'm so grateful that when I got with Bette Midler at 10 years of sobriety, I was so grateful that I didn't get something like that before I was ready for it, because I would have totally blown it. I probably would have died because I was making so much money. You know, I probably, you know, would have overdosed on cocaine. So I'm so grateful that that didn't happen during my addiction, but that it happened. It was a gift of my recovery.
Yeah, well,
so while there were, you know, so while there were drugs and alcohol on the road, you know, with different people that I met and you know, some of the band members and stuff like that, it just was that piece of it was not on my radar at that juncture. I was recovered from drugs and alcohol as far as I was concerned. And I demonstrated that because it was never a temptation. It was just never about that.
Yeah,
I remember
time
when we were getting ready to go on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and I was in the green room, and Rod Stewart was Rod Stewart. He comes back there with a bottle of wine, and he wants everybody to, you know, to have a toast. And no thanks, Rod. I think I'll have a Diet Coke. I'll toast you with a Diet Coke. And he's like, oh, you're so boring, darling. You know, it was like, hey, I'd rather be boring and sober than, you know,
yes,
you having to look for me under a bridge, you know, tomorrow. So.
Yes. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more with Esther Nicholson.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready?
Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Well, here we are back on Voices of Women, and that song's perfect. Women of Strength. We're talking to Esther Nicholson, who has shown a lot of strength of coming out of addiction in her life, and now is the author of Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction. So we just ended with, you were talking about being on Ellen's show with Rod Stewart, and he wanted to celebrate, have a glass of wine, and it, you know, the coming back with, you're so boring, you know. And I'm sure you can get that a lot, like, but you know, I have a sense, I don't think you're boring at all, because you know who you are, you know. But it takes a lot of strength, inner strength, to withstand that, because that's probably constantly in that industry.
Well, absolutely. And in that moment, you know, even though Rod was only kidding, and he's a great guy, and you know, his son has also struggled with addiction, so you know, he's very serious about that, and he understands that. But for a moment, I felt a little bit of fear. It was like, oh my God, he really thinks I'm boring, and you know, is this going to affect my gig? You know, and but you know, so I'm really, it's really important to me to not do like a spiritual bypass about those little nudges, those little fearful places that come up, you know. And I just acknowledged it and said, you know what, sweetheart, you're enough right where you are. This is your path. Rod has his path, and you'll have a Diet Coke, because that's what you do. And I don't even do Diet Coke today. But, you know, so yeah, that was an interesting moment.
Yeah, and we were talking about the people, well, look at the people who don't make it, and how painful it is with, you know, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And then what's the difference? What, you know, why some people make it and some people don't? And you just, you know, and I think some of it is some it's a choice too. I really believe it's a choice. And some people have a very strong inner core that just keeps them going, you know, fighting this, or, you know, what is your take on that?
Well, First of all, I totally respect that you think that it's a choice, but unless you have experienced addiction, you probably wouldn't understand that in that moment when that obsession comes over you, Chris, you have lost the power to choose. That everything in you is giving you all the reasons, all the rationale as to why you should not pick up that drink, why you should not score that drug, why you should not pick up the phone to call that man or that woman when, you know, they've let you know they don't want to be with you anymore. You know, why, you know, you shouldn't do whatever that addiction is, because addiction is just a symptom. You know, we talked in the very beginning of the show about what the cause is. And so everybody's addiction doesn't even look like drugs and alcohol. It could look like procrastination. It could look like addiction to worry and fear. It could look like, you know, addiction to food. It could look like addiction to sex. It could look like addiction to overspending and so many things. And when that obsession comes over you, when you are in the throes of that addiction in that moment, you have lost the power to choose. And I'm not talking about something I've read about. I'm talking about something I know. I'm talking about something that used to have me on the floor, because I absolutely did not want to spend my daughter's food money to go score. And the next thing I knew, not only had I spent her food money, I'd spent the rent money too. You know, and so many other areas in my life, even in sobriety, you know, where I looked at those other addictions where I didn't want to feel that way or I didn't want to act that way. And that thing would come over me and was like, in that moment, that was the best I could do. So I don't think that I chose to get sober and to recover and Whitney Houston didn't. I think that she absolutely wanted to get sober. I think that she did not, she was not supplied the tools to remember her core of who she was, not the Whitney Houston, the star, not Whitney Houston, her mother's daughter, not Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown's wife, but Whitney Houston, an expression of spirit, an expression of her soul that has always been enough, whole, perfect, complete, beautiful, lovable, wanted, more than enough. She never had the tools to get to peel it all back and get back to that, reconnect back to that part of her. And why I had privy to those tools and she didn't, I don't know. You know, I think that that's a question that the answer to that question is bigger than I have access to, or any of us have access to at this time. But fundamentally, I believe that that's what the answer is. And the same thing about that guy, you know, on Glee, there was something that he couldn't remember about himself, that he was enough, and that he was, that his fulfillment came from within him and not outside of him. So yeah, I think that might be one of the differences.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your book's called Soul Recovery, and you talk a lot about, mm-hmm. Well, you did the 12 steps at first. And so, mm-hmm. But there was something in that experience that you hit a wall with the 12 steps. So talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and first of all, honoring the 12 steps, because they are perfect. They are a perfect set of principles that do exactly what they are designed to do, which is to clean you up, support you in having a spiritual experience like you've never had before, make you accountable in areas of your life that you've never been accountable, especially if you have addictive tendencies. You know, get you into a life of discipline and consistency and so forth. But after 10 years of working the same steps over and over and over again, they were not designed to deal with the deeper issues that caused the addiction in the first place. And I like to use the analogy of working out at the gym using the same weights and doing the same workout for 10 years, you know, while it may have started off and have been very effective for your life, if you're still doing it at the end of 10 years, either you're stagnant or you're going to start to regress. And so at 10 years, now all of my, you know, addictions were in my face other than the drugs and alcohol, and working the 12 steps were not getting to that level. So I needed to expand. I needed to go deeper. And in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, it says you must enlarge your spiritual life. And so finding metaphysical principles, new thought, universal principles, and unifying them with the 12 steps. I haven't dropped the 12 steps. I've just expanded on them. I've just found a bridge between the 12 steps and spiritual principles, or religion, or whatever. You know, I just found that bridge where now Soul Recovery is a complete spiritual practice that includes everything from your universal spirituality to the 12 steps and allows you to go deeper.
So give us a little example of this, that your soul recovery. So I'm gathering, okay, so it's a step up, a step deeper into from 12 uh-huh, steps uh-huh. to go deeper. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about what you have people do, because you lead the workshops in this.
Yes, I do. Well, in the fourth step in particular, we'll talk about that right now. The fourth step is all about dealing with your resentments. It's a resentment inventory. And it's looking at who you resent, the reason why you resent that person, your belief system about why you resent that person, like what part of your ego, what part of your belief system has been affected because of your resentment towards that person. And then the last part of it is looking at the part you played in that resentment or the dysfunction or the disharmony of that relationship. And the four areas of the part that you played are selfishness, dishonesty, self-seeking, and fear. And first of all, it totally saved my life for a lot of years. But I found myself at the end of 10 years still working on some resentments that I had started off 10 years prior. And the reason for that is that it never got me beyond looking at the part that I played. It never got me beyond somehow blaming myself for all of the dysfunction and the dis-ease in my life. So where it is effective is that it's absolutely guides you to take a responsibility for your own life and for your own actions and what's going on. But where the fourth key comes in soul recovery is saying, but yeah, I take full responsibility for my actions, but I have an inner child in here and I was hurt too. And how can, you know, I be compassionate for that part of me that was hurt? Whereas in the 12-step programs, they're like, you know, that's selfish if you take responsibility, if you look at the part of you that was hurt and not only look at how, what you've done to other people. So in the fourth key, we get to have deep compassion for ourselves when we were hurt, when we feel abandoned and unloved and betrayed. You know, we get to renegotiate our spiritual contracts with the people that we believe has hurt us the worst. You know, and so it's that, you know, I add a little bit of radical forgiveness to that. And radical forgiveness says, you know, my core wounds of abandonment and all of that they are a perfect vibrational match for the people that I resent. So even in that, I'm responsible for, but I get to have so much more self-love and self-forgiveness and compassion for myself. And I just don't stop at the part that I played. So that's one of the keys where we just expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, and doing that inner work, it's very important to look at how mm-hmm. you've been wounded and to realize you're innocent too. And that forgiveness part is so important. Well, this is Chris Stainis. Uh-huh. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more with Esther Nicholson, who's the author of Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and you just heard a song from our Woman of Wisdom CD by Lorraine Bays, and you can purchase that on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. Lots of great songs from amazing women singers, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So, Esther, please give your contact information, your website, where people can find your book, how they can connect with you, and also, you know, I know you give workshops and where they can find your schedule.
Absolutely, Chris, yeah. You can find out more about Soul Recovery at www.soulrecovery.org. You can purchase the book Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction and 12 Steps for the Rest of Us, which is the same book, at Amazon.com and also on the website at soulrecovery.org. I'm getting ready to do my second installment of the Soul Recovery 10-week e-course online starting August 13th. So anyone who's interested in going step by step, key by key, in this process with me of soul recovery, please go on over to the website at soulrecovery.org and sign up, and I'll see you on August 13th. It's an online course.
Oh, great. Perfect timing, and the great way you can reach, and it's so wonderful when you do online, you can reach so many people who don't have the ability to go see you in a city, you know, because you can't get everywhere unless we were to clone ourselves 100 times, you know, and so it's so great about the internet now that so many people can tap into these wonderful trainings and courses by people that can really help them. Like, for instance, you know, people out there are struggling with addiction, any kind of addiction, I imagine this would be very helpful for them.
Yeah, and that is so important, Chris, to get out there. Because so let's take drugs and alcohol off the table for a moment, you know, and let's look at the many ways that people have lost the power to choose. You know, let's look at relationships. Let's look at, you know, you're in a relationship or you're seeing someone, and that core wound of abandonment and wanting to be loved so much, you know, comes up for you, and that person all of a sudden changes their mind, and you can't stop thinking about them, and you can't stop telling the story about what happened to you, and you can't stop your hand from picking up the phone to call you, even though this person has said to you, I no longer want to be with you. well, that's an addiction, you know, and that's, and the cause of that addiction is based in that core wound, that core belief that you're not enough and that that person is your fulfillment. And the cause of that belief is because you have become disconnected from your soul, disconnected from your wholeness. And so, you know, I want you to look at addiction in that way. You know, look at addiction in the way of you're worried about finances. You're worried about your employment, and you can't stop worrying about it. Even though people tell you, don't worry, you know, and you're like, yeah, I know I shouldn't worry about it. But, you know, you're obsessing about it and you can't stop worrying about it. Well, that's an addiction. And the cause of that is you're disconnected from your soul. And the solution to that is getting reconnected to your true identity, which is your soul. So, you know, yeah, this process, I use it for everything, Chris.
Well, yeah, you could see where that would, you could adapt it to anything, because we all struggle with this issue or that issue, or, you know, none of us are exempt, and we all have different areas in our life where we get codependent or dependent on yeah, whether you say it's people or food, and just looking at our actions of, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you opening the fridge? Are you really hungry right now? Or are you trying to mask some feeling that you're not wanting to feel, which is often the case.
Well, what is it that's really hungry? What is it that's really hungry right now? You know, it's you know, you're not physically hungry. So what is it that's really hungry? You know, and with deep compassion and self-love, you know, to that little kid in there who's trying to get your attention, to say, I'm scared, I'm worried, you know, I don't feel like I'm enough, I feel bad, you know, is trying to, you know, get fed from something external. And, you know, through the inner child work and the forgiveness work and the prayer and meditation and all of that, you get to reconnect to your wholeness. And all of those actions that are sabotaging, they begin to fall away. They begin to dissipate.
Well, you, and there's a simple practice that I'd like you to share that our listeners could do to have an immediate experience of surrender and release. Because you mentioned that in the beginning about surrendering, the need to surrender. So what is what is a practice that you can share with our listeners?
Well, I think the first question that you want to ask yourself, if you're looking at any area in your life that feels out of control, where you feel out of control, is asking yourself, have I lost the power to choose? And if I have lost the power to choose, am I now willing to surrender to something that is more powerful than what I'm operating with right now? And some people call that their higher power. Some people call that God. Some people call that spirit. Some people call that love. Some people don't believe in God. So just taking a moment and going within your heart space and just saying, I surrender this of myself. I'm a little out of control right now and I need some help. And if that declaration, that prayer, that question is coming from a sincere place, you will be led to your next step. And of course, I would tell anyone, If you're in a place of addiction or dependency or just feeling disconnected right now, you know, I would really say you should, you know, go pick up the book Soul Recovery and begin the process. Start the process. Experiment with it. You know, we live in a big laboratory where we get to experiment and see what works and what doesn't work. Start the process and see if something starts to shift within you.
I would imagine if you start to feel a shift, even just one little shift, it would be, it would make such a difference of like, oh, okay, I can do this. Because sometimes we just need that little sign, like, you know, because if we try something, it doesn't work, we can give up so easy. So even if you just you know, have one little success, it's one step at a time.
Right.
Instead of taking the whole thing and you want it all at once, take one step at
that
a time.
That is so important. That's so important, Chris. And another wonderful process is this, what I call the 70-second vacation. It takes 70 seconds to begin the creative process, to create something anew. And most people don't understand that it's really difficult to keep your mind focused on something for 70 seconds. Most people don't keep their minds focused on something for 70 seconds. But if you could, for 70 seconds, think of something that makes you happy as if it is already done. Don't get into the how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen or get into the what ifs. Just think about your deepest desire for 70 seconds as if it is already happening. And if you do that for 70 seconds, you're going to feel an immediate shift in your vibrational frequency. I had teenagers doing this at a boys' juvie center, and they felt this shift of, oh, my God, I can have some dominion over my own mind when I'm willing to practice it. 70 seconds.
Yeah, and that doesn't sound so long, but like you say, actually keeping that focus for that long. The other part, because you mentioned about, you know, having that, well, a type of prayer, you know, I need help, tuning into a higher power or whatever it is you believe in. But I'm curious, how much help did you, because I think also you need support from people who can really support you, like to to choose wisely to those who will support you in your recovery, and to let go of people who have supported and even indirectly the addictions.
Right, right. So it is very important that whatever area you are choosing to recover from, let's say if you're trying to recover from, you know, online shopping, which a lot of people are addicted to, or going to the mall and, you know, just spending thousands of dollars and you can't stop yourself from doing this and you're finding yourself in debt. Well, you wouldn't want to hang out with that same girlfriend who's, you know, your partner in crime, you know, in doing that. You know, you want to connect with people that are of like mind. You always want to connect with people that are of the vibrational frequency where you're trying to go. You know, I remember when I got sober, it was like when I really got serious about it, I totally turned away from those people that I used to hang out with, that I used to get high with. You know, when I was trying to recover from my heart being broken, you know, by, you know, a beloved in my life, I started hanging around empowering, wonderful, you know, people that could assure me that you're on the right track and everything's going to be okay versus people that wanted to hear the story over and over and over again. You know, scripture says, where two or more are gathered, I am in the midst. So when you connect with another positive person who's on the same path that you are on, or someone who's even a little bit further ahead on the path, you are on the right path and you are going in the right direction.
Yes, and it's finding that, you know, and it can be trial and error, but find the right direction, you know, and that could work for anyone. And tuning into looking at people, who do you want to be like, and tap into their energy or tap into, you know, hang out where they hang out. You know, if you don't, I mean, a lot of times people are just, they're living in the wrong neighborhood. You know, they come out of prison and where do they end up going back to people who are also people who are in trouble with the law, you know, and if you keep hanging out with the same people, you're not going to get out of that, that picture. You're not going to, you know, make that change. So you really have to make a change. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll come back shortly and talk more with Esther Nicholson.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of God, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Esther Nicholson today. She's the author of Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction. And we're really talking about any kind of addiction. You know, sometimes we think, this isn't for me. I'm not a drug addict. But we actually, to be honest, we have to look at within ourselves, what are we addicted to? We could be addicted to watching TV all night long, or who knows what. There's a variety of addictions, as we've been talking about, Esther. So one of the things in your book, you talk about secrets keep you sick. What do you mean by that?
This is something certainly everyone can relate to. I know that there are so many people, you know, so many listeners, so many people on this planet that have secrets, that have these skeletons in their closets, at least one or two, you know, that's, And they say to themselves, I would be so ashamed if anyone ever found that out about me. Or this I will never tell anyone. I will take this to my grave. Well, that secret is like having one foot on the brake and one foot on the accelerator of your life. And you wonder why you keep recycling back into the same dramas and the same stories and the same pain and the same sense of shame or low self-worth, because you're holding on to this thing in your consciousness that you're saying, in essence, you're saying, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough to reveal this secret. And if someone really saw what I was capable of or what I did, I will not be loved. So you're saying, in essence, that you're not lovable. But as soon as you are willing to tell that secret to someone, in the presence of someone who can see past your secret to the truth of who you are, and hold you in a vibration of unconditional love and mercy and peace, it's like you have just released a ton of weight off of your soul, off of your consciousness, and it sets you free. But as long as it stays within you, it is like a sore that is festering within you, and it keeps you sick. And by sick, I mean in a place of dis-ease. You are in a place of dis-ease where you are not feeling at ease with your own self. So that's basically what that means, Chris.
Yes, it's so true. And I know from my experience at Woman of Wisdom that there's so much healing that takes place that it's just in finding that safe place. But being witnessed and being able to speak just lifts off that shame. I find that for myself, too, that when you hold it inside, you feel so shameful that you just can't possibly share this with somebody else. And once you do, even just once, it's like you're right. It just lifts it off. And it is so healing and so important to do that. And you don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to tell the world. You don't have to write it in a book. You just, you know, even just saying it.
You don't have to do it like I did it. You don't have to put it in a book. But also, Chris, look at how many people are suffering from physical ailments because of those secrets. Those secrets and that feeling of shame, that turns into a physical ailment. You know, and so many people don't understand why they're experiencing a lot of the physical ailments that they do. It's because of all of that energy, that negative energy of shame and resentment and your stories that's buried deep within your consciousness that you're saying, I'm not going to give this up. Well, no, you don't give it up, but it expresses, it's going to express one way or the other. So we want you to make sure that you do it in a healthy way, in a way that serves you and not in a way that harms you.
Yeah, and so too, because it stays in your body. It's that the last place to act out if you aren't listening to your feelings.
That's right.
Act out in your body, and you start getting an illness. And because it's your spirit trying to talk to you somehow, and
that's right.
And holding things in is not good. Well, you have talked about, you know, this addiction and being powerlessness, but you've also shared about how you can turn it into a source of power.
Yes. Was that a question, Chris? Sorry.
Yes. No, that's okay. It's just, I would love for you to share that sense, you know, turning that into a source of power, how, because here you think of addiction as being a very negative thing, how you turn it into power.
Yeah, well, you know, anyone who I have an opportunity to speak with or who comes to see me speak or I get to teach, they look at me and they're like, Esther, I cannot believe that you were a crack addict. I look at them and I say, you're not supposed to be able to look at me and know that I was a crack addict. Because if that were the case, then my work has not been done. And, you know, there's another thing in scripture that says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that when you are transformed from that place, you know, of addiction and your stories and your woundedness and your pain, transformation should look like exactly that. That someone shouldn't be able to look at you and tell what your past was, but should be able to look at you and say, oh my God, if that person had a past like that and look at them now, then I can do that too. So that's how my mess has turned into a message. And my test has turned into a testimony. And so I have transformed what was the darkest night of my soul, what anyone else would have looked at that time in my life and say, that poor girl, she's going to die. Or look at how that poor girl is living. And then look at my life today. And that is how you can look, that is how you can see how addiction or the worst, whatever it is you're going through, can turn into your empowering life and your empowering story.
Well, and that's so important. And it's important for you to, I mean, I commend you for being so visible, like to write the book, to tell your story, and to be out there doing this work. It does allow others to see the possibilities, and we all need to be doing that. It's a way of showing our gifts of whatever it is we do in the world, that we are visible, we are verbal about it. So others can see, oh yeah, I can, if she can do it, I can do that too. It's empowering.
That's right.
And also empowering to see the mistakes people have made, to not go, I'm this perfect person. And you don't hear the other part of it. You don't hear what they've gone through, because then other people won't really, well, she's perfect, but that's not me. You know, they can't relate to that. So, you know.
That's what I'm pretty much known for, Chris, is living out loud. Not, you know, so I can toot my own horn or to just tell my story, but for the people that are listening to me to say, oh, my God, I felt that way, too. Or that just happened to me, too. and now, you know, she just came through that. Or she's, you know, sometimes I'll talk about the pain that I'm going through in that moment. And here are the tools that I'm using to get on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Esther, for being with us today.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Yes, that was great. And I recommend everybody check out her website, soulrecovery.org. Remember, she has an online class starting in August. So I'm sure that's just something you can sign up on your website.
Yes.
Yes. And also find her book, Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. What addiction is running your life, and what can you do to turn that powerlessness into a source of power for yourself? So a reminder, you can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter at womanofwisdom.org and find out about our monthly events. We just had our annual picnic, which was a blast. And what's coming up next is another Red Tent in August. But our main thing, is our annual conference, which is February 13th through the 17th in 2014. And we are in our search for presenters, conference presenters, to give workshops. It's now open. The deadline is August 1st to apply. And you can get all the information on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. Just look for the Conference 2014 tab, and that will take you to the page with all the information. And also a reminder, I'm the Amazon bestseller and award-winning author of the award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a great book to give to friends who need some inspiration in their life. It has all sorts of great stories and art and poetry on the divine feminine. And you can purchase that also at womanofwisdom.org. Next week, I will be interviewing Kathleen Gage. So I look forward to seeing everybody next week again, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
Where's it going to be broadcast? You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.